me. Can you feel me with that shit? They got nothing better to say. You know them old ass niggas will tear your young ass up. And you know them young ass niggas will tear your old ass up. If you nice, you nice, regardless.
They had a belly on me. I was somewhere fucking off. Heard they got some money there. I'm on my way with 100 balls. Black Honda Accord with a gun and all. You ain't with it, don't get involved. This ain't nothing small. You can't come around if you never drop your balls behind the wall.
I'm not no liar, I hold the fifth like a single day Maya.
I'm not no liar,
I hold the fifth like a single day Maya. There's a rumor that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try.
I just heard rumors. I just heard rumors
that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
More fire, more fire, more fire. I got a friend, her name Aina. She harder than niggas and she got vagina. These niggas bitches, they need panty liner. We bout that drama. Weapons get loaded, we pull up and fold them like he a recliner. Me, I remind them, I be your China, I be your China. And I be tripping, I don't mean Bahamas. And I be tripping, I don't mean Bahamas. I be gripping like Nicky Osama. How did they find them? His baby mama, she had the line on. We're chasing them commas, stuck in the sins that don't come with commas. Don't say your honor, nothing but what's in the back of this Honda. Think about your mama, being tied up and surrounded with bombers. Pissing rock wireless, sitting beside her, hearing a holler, offer a dollar. I'm not no liar, I hold the fifth like a single day Maya.
I'm not no liar,
I hold the fifth like a single day Maya. There's a rumor that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
My mama be praying, my daddy be praying, my sister and brother be saying I'm bugging. But when they in trouble, they screaming, I love you. They know the plug driving off on the muscle. And I run it back like I'm Marshall on a Russell. Like I'm Marshall on a Russell. And this is not rap, this me on my hustle. Please fall back, my youngest will touch you. I get the bag, that's what they look up to. And if I get mad, they come through and rush you. They gon' come through and rush you. 5 in the morning, hitting them early. 40 extended, encrypted with 30. We not the same, we about that murder. You playing games like you won't get murdered. This where you heard it. All of my women that hit when I curve them, pull up and serve them. All of my women that hit when I curve them, pull up and serve them. Drake the true religion, this is how you burn them. Stay up out of prison, this is how you learn it. If it's superstitious, I do not concern it. I am with you, listen, I can give you purpose. This is why I'm nervous, cause these niggas working. These niggas working. I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Haters is lurking, I just got the drop. Bomb on them first if they ready or not. Pluggers won't go with that Mexican snot. Come through the party and everything stop. Everything stop, nobody breathe. 0 degrees, all on my sleeve. Sound like a man and you die on your knees. Hit that with dogs, you wake up with fleas. Running with killers that come through and hit them for fucking with seats. Only reason they need, I got them, I pick them, you pop them. Pull up beside them, plan who shot ya. Fuck with the mafia, blow up his casa. Dope as a 9, blockers on fire. Swear to my mama, I'm Drake the designer. Heckin' just text me, que pasa mi yana.
Que pasa mi yana.
tactics, just touch me, get glass in the eye. I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
What's good? We got Sir motherfucking Piano in the building and shit.
What's going on?
You already know what time it is, man. It's motherfucking Thirsty Thursdays with y'all motherfucking host. Skinny and Bony, would it be like, homie? AKA motherfucking Snatch. You know this shit, man. We got them drinks and shit. You pulled up right. I seen that shit. Hey, yo, I'm fuck with that white, because that white had bitch more fight. You feel what I'm saying? I got to fuck with the brown. Brown keep a bitch brown. You feel what I'm saying? Real talk, man.
It's a whole different little vibe. The white give you a fucking hangover.
Most definitely. Now, man, I can't fuck with it, man. And, man, too much of any of it to give you a hangover, some real shit.
You right about fucking that, ain't you?
real talk, man. How you doing tonight, man? How you doing? Good with you?
I can't complain, man. I'm just coming back from New York.
What was going on in New York? So if you talking about it,
I did the showcase for the Next to Rise magazine. It got going on up there and shit with E-Ness and them.
Okay.
And theater. I've been fucking with them for a little minute though, but I went up there, rock up in Manhattan. It was a great night though. Great night. Oh man, that night was amazing, bro. This little clip rolling around with that night really was amazing. New York treat me good every time I go though.
That's what's up.
I mean, I'm kind of from there too, so New York treat me good every time I go.
That's what's up. That's love. That's love, man. So let me ask you, where are you originally from?
Listen, you asked me, I'm gonna tell you, I'm from Schoolhouse America. I'm from Schoolhouse Apartments, Atlantic City, New Jersey. But
New Jersey,
I wouldn't be
Jersey the building.
But I do go back and forth with Brooklyn, New York, though.
Okay.
I'm in Cypress Hills just as much as I'm in Schoolhouse. So I was raised in both. I was born in New York. We came down here, but you know, Schoolhouse, I became a man in Schoolhouse. Everything I know, I learned in the Schoolhouse. So I'm always gonna be a Schoolhouse nigga, but I can't really not New York either, because they I learned a lot up there too. Especially when it comes to this music.
Okay, tell the viewers, you know what I mean, how did you get into music? You know what I mean? How did you get into rapping and all that? I already read your bio, so I know you go way back, but I would like for you to let everybody that's watching, the people that will be watching in the future, to know, you know what I mean, how did you get into, you know what I mean, to
I was music, bro. I was like for real, like sometimes, like when I be speaking about this, it be sounding like a movie to me. It be sounding so unrealistic to me, as if it was somebody else, I wouldn't believe it myself. You get what I'm saying? But yeah. I knew how to rap before I knew how to read. You know what I'm saying? I was 3 years old. I walked up to my dad was a rapper. My dad was running around with Run DMC. He was running around with the Fat Boys, with Russell. He was running around with them. He was in cahoots with all of them. My Uncle Liddell, we was up in New York. They was running around. So I'm seeing my dad. My dad was a DJ. He was a rapper. He had a record deal. You know, he had things going on. So I see it. So just like if my dad was a basketball player, I would have wanted to play basketball. I was 3 years old. I walked into my dad and said, "Dad, I want to be a rapper." Ever from that day on, it became a full-time job. From that day, I walked up to my dad and said, "Dad, I want to be a rapper." It became a full-time job. At that time, mind you, I didn't know how to read, so when he was writing the raps for me and my brother, my brother was with me. It was two of us. I was three, my brother was two. He's a bebop.
That's what's up. Oh, shit, I lost you, bro. Lost, bro, and shit. Technical difficulties and shit, man. Must be an earthquake, a hurricane, some shit going on down there where he at. I don't know. He'll be back in a minute, though. If you hear me, bro, you probably just gotta log out and log back in and shit. I'm just being funny, y'all. I hope ain't no earthquake, no hurricane shit going on or like that. I'm just talking shit. But yo, man, thank y'all for tuning in and shit. I'm sure he just about to load, you know what I mean, log back in and shit. I'm gonna have a drink to that though. That's what I'm saying. It's starting off right and shit. We got the boy Sir Piano in the building and shit. Thirsty Thursdays, y'all already know what y'all host, the one and only. But the new, he right back. You feel me? Just like that and shit, y'all. So don't go nowhere.
Nah, that was my phone. Go. My phone ring. You know what I'm saying? I got a phone that ring.
Hey, tell your chicks they're going to sex them all right now.
I'm about to. Nah, that ain't going to work.
Check them all.
Like I was saying, right? My dad, at the time, we don't know how to read. We still kids. We still like kind of babies, right? So my dad used to play he used to record the song and then keep playing it. And we'll remember it. You get what I'm saying? You play a song any amount of time, a kid gonna remember it. Kids remember music more than remember words. So that's how I really started. That's why my memory, I ain't write a rap since 1997.
Hey bro, can you see the comments down at the bottom?
Nah.
Yeah, you can see them right there.
Nah.
You don't see it right
no,
there.
I'm blind though.
Oh shit, you got them glasses on? Things ain't working. Listen, I'm gonna have to contact your eye doctor real talk. I'm gonna holler at that nigga. We're gonna fix that prescription.
I see.
All right, look, I'm about to switch it real fast so you can see it. Hold on, real fast. Hold on. Put it on the side. Let's see shit. Yeah, I don't know if you can see it now. I don't know. You can see it. They coming on the bottom though, under us and shit. I don't know if I got it. Oh, it's just a Facebook user and shit. I don't know. Can you see it now?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, they yeah. So this is cats just watching. They commenting. You know what I mean? You feel me? Let's go Thirsty Thursdays. Y'all already know, man. We going on shit. Y'all already know. We in this bitch and shit. You know what I mean? Sir Piano on the book, man. We're going to keep this interview going and shit. You know what I mean? So, would you say that your pops inspired you?
Yeah, my pops inspired me. Everything I know.
Your pops inspired you? That's what's up.
Word. That's a fact. Everything.
All right. So, what's the story behind the name Sir Piano? That's interesting to me, man. Did you play the piano?
Nah, the piano, my favorite instrument when it comes to music, the piano is the most powerful instrument on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you see a piano on a board on the stage, it's gonna be leading it leads the orchestra, it leads the band. No matter what, the pop, you know what I mean? And put the sir on it was for the respect, put some respect on my name. I've been doing this long enough. And I'm nice.
Hey, yeah, I drink to that.
And look, for real, right? I told you, ain't nothing humble about me. And I'm nice. I swear to God, I'm nice. Bar for bar, word for word, I'm nice. At any given time, you never gonna hear nothing from me that ain't stupid nice.
I feel you, no doubt.
That's a fact. So why not put the sir on it?
Yeah, confidence is key. You need that shit in this game. You already know shit. You know, so as far as your creative process, you know what I mean? How would you describe your sound? You know what I mean? To someone who never heard your music before.
If you never heard my music before, it's gonna be it's not gonna be what you hear at that day and time. You get what I'm saying? Because my sound grow with the time though, but it's not gonna be whatever's the popular sound. I always got my own sound. My music always gonna give you a feeling. Like you gonna always be able to feel where I'm coming from. You're gonna always be able to feel my words. You're gonna be able to see it. I paint the pictures. But it's not just like you're gonna always be in my shoes. Like you're gonna feel it. When I'm saying fuck that bitch, you're gonna be wanting to say fuck that bitch too. Like you're gonna feel it. Like
say that.
My music is 85% emotion and 15% skill.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna feel it.
So all right, so with that being said, off the top of shit, like you know, what I mean? So would you say that you are do you write your music based off of like life experiences and shit?
Yeah, my music. Yeah. Like I said, I ain't writing rap since 97, but I kind of it's the same process. I just don't do it with Twitter. I just, you know what I mean? But mine be more so like what I'm feeling, like the mood I'm in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can be in a fucked up situation, but write a song about when I was in a better situation. But it all comes from, like, situations, or, like, I might mix situations, but my music is literally, like, my therapy. So, like, when I'm going through something, or when I'm, like, I honestly don't even know how to do it. Keep it real. Like, I don't even know how to do it. I just wake up and I get in that bag and it's on. It's like moving my arm. I've been doing it so long. It's literally like moving my arm. Well, like, yeah, it just come to me. Like, I just catch it. It's on. Once I catch the beat, once I'm in my bag, it just come. Like, everything, it'll just come. It happened fast, too. You got it. Like, being in the studio with me is a whole nother, like, turn the cameras on. It's going to be an experience. Just being in the studio with me, that's a whole nother experience.
No doubt. So speaking of the studio, you know, as far as producers and collaborating with people and stuff like that, who have you collaborated with, or who have you worked with as far as producing, and who do you plan or would love or hope to work
with? Well, everybody know I work with my cousin, the real Marley McFly. Shout out to Cuz.
All right,
shout out to McFly all the time. From the rip. Oh. Now, I mean, yes. Shout out to McFly from the rip. But yeah. Arts, shout out to a rising superstar. Rising superstar is one of the best people I ever worked with. And I worked with a lot of people from a child to now. Arts, a rising superstar, bro. He's amazing. I work with Tommy Guns. Tommy Guns is another one. Tommy Guns from AC, bro. Tommy Guns is a genius. Tommy Guns was, I recorded Rumors with Tommy Guns.
Yeah, shout out to Tommy. Now, I heard him, bro, though. I heard him.
Yeah, Tommy Guns, that's my heart. I like, yeah, like musically, he's amazing. I did Rumors with him. And I can trust, he's an engineer that I can trust, that I record the record and I just give it to him and I can walk away and let him do what he want to do. Because a lot of engineers, I want to be in there. I need input. I need
hands-on.
I'm very hands-on. I could be overbearing sometimes. Yeah. But with Tommy Guns, I can fall back and let him do what he wanted to do. Huh? Yeah, I could be.
I said, at least you admit, yeah, you said you'd be overbearing.
Listen, I tell people that from the rip. When I first walk in the studio and I first introduce myself, listen, I could be overbearing sometimes because I really got a passion for this music. This music is everything to me. So I don't mean to be like that, but I could be overbearing because I might not know how to press the buttons, but I know what the buttons could do.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. Say that, man. Say that. So as far as influences and inspirations and shit, like, who are your top three artists of all time? You know what I mean? How have they influenced you in your approach to music?
Well, my dad, he still get busy. Shout out to Guy Inc. Shout out to Smoke Dog. My dad still getting busy. So, you know what I mean? But Jay-Z, but I could just say the reason, like every reason, you know what I'm saying? Every reason. And Wayne.
Yeah,
I think all time. I think there's no better like than that. You know what I mean? Hov than Wayne. Like there's no, like Wayne is like who Wayne is. So he belong right there.
I can't even disagree with you on that.
Amazon has really good. Lyrically, his stage performance. But like when it comes to stage, I think Busta Rhymes is the best performer ever.
That's how I feel. That's who inspired me. That's not, man.
Bro, that's listen, my problem. Listen, my issue, right, is when I'm on stage, I give out so much energy, right?
Yeah.
On stage, because low key, when I get on stage, I kind of, in my own mind, turn into my own version of Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. I can definitely.
Yeah. Kendrick, too. Kendrick gave a dope show, too. A couple people. DMX, another one, but Busta is like, Busta shake buildings.
Yeah, he definitely do. His name, Busta.
His name, Buster.
He living up to that shit.
Bro, they brought it to me. I seen that it made Buster. Yeah, his energy, how he came. But that's my version. But my songs don't be as energetic as Buster's. But I be happy. That's why I practice so much. I practice as much as I do anything. My dad taught me practice.
because I've been having to practice how much energy I give out. I give out a lot of energy. Sometimes I get over. I give out a lot of fucking energy when I'm on the stage.
As you should, as you should. I mean, you want crowd participation and shit. That's the key goal. You know what I'm saying? To get the crowd.
When the music turned on, I love the music so much. Like, I honestly love the music. I love everybody's music. I really do. Like, I listen to everybody's music. I fuck with
I don't love everybody's music, though.
No, some people are whack. Let me get that straight.
All right, that's what we're talking about now.
And I'll tell you if you whack. I'm going to tell you if you whack. But I'll tell you if you whack. Some people just whack.
Yeah.
But. And I try. Some people is whack, and I try to listen to it, and I try to get it. I try to catch it. I try not to be the hater and just say it's whack. I try to find. I love music so much. I can find the vibe, but some people just don't got it
at all.
You know what I mean?
At all, I catch behind that shit at all.
But I ain't mad at them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You gotta try. You gotta try to be great at something, right? You feel me and shit. So. You say you from Jersey and shit. You got any hometown influences?
Yeah, Schoolhouse Apartment, man. Everybody from Schoolhouse. When I come like the city. Nah.
You said nah.
I fuck with a lot of waves though. I fuck with a lot of niggas and they movements and shit. But far as like inspire me or like motivate me or something. Like I don't even really that ain't even like hometown. I'm kind of like trying to get it. My competition is above is past the line. I don't even really pay too much attention to hometown. I just like to see them winning though. I'd like to see hometown winning. Like I like to see everybody from Jersey winning. I like to see that. But I'll be so much into my own shit that I don't really get a chance to really.
As you should.
You know what I'm saying? But I do show love, and I do like believe in love. Like love is my thing. Like I do support every movement. I do like chime in, and I do tell you if I like you and shit. Like I listen to your shit. You feel what I'm saying? I wouldn't really hit you if I didn't like it. You feel what I'm saying? I was actually surprised when I heard it.
That's what's
I'm
up.
Like, oh shit! I fuck with oh shit.
I've been rapping for years, man. I can tell.
I can hear it. I can tell when it's seasoned, when it's been doing it for a while, when you know how I play with the flow. I can tell how confident you. I heard it. I'm like, oh shit, that shit made me. I'm ready to get to work. What's up?
Hey, shit. We can do some shit together too. Like,
I like it. So
appreciate
and I mean, and I ain't afraid to show love. Like anybody gonna tell you, Sir Piano, show love.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean, I want to see everybody win. Like the money. You know what I mean, it's in the numbers.
Facts, man.
You know what facts. Numbers, facts. Baby. Go get it. It's in the numbers. It ain't about the division. It ain't about that. We ain't gonna get it. We ain't gonna get it like that. We too small of a market
to get it. Like that.
Let's talk about it for real. Like, fuck that. We don't even got to like each other. Let's just get some paper together. We too small of a market to do it individually. If we can do it together, we're a bigger market. You know what I'm saying?
We already proven we can do it. Just the shit that happened the other night, because how Mills had some shit going on, too.
And how, yeah, exactly.
You feel me? Like, just right there, the town was on fire, and the town didn't even know it was burning. You feel what I'm saying? We gotta know when we on fire.
Exactly. It then
we broke, lit right it then now. We got. Fire. Let's go. Let's go.
And then take it from there. You can't slow down when it's on fire. You can't.
Yeah,
slow down.
We on fire right now. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is wearing penis sizes and shit to compare. To get the fuck out of here. Let's go. Let's go. All that shit. Look, we can see who got the most bread at the end of this shit, nigga.
But let's get the end of this shit. It's ours right now. Let's go get right this now. Shit right now. They fucking right with us now. Right now. Let's go right now.
Once you know you got one,
and you take it outside of where you at, they love you more. They love you, boy. Woo! Oh my god. They love you when they hit, it's a fresh sound. When you take, when you know you got one, like I'm saying, like you take it outside, it's a fresh sound everywhere else.
Say that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, say that.
I wanted to be there that night, man. Saturday night. I seen it. I'm like, damn.
It was definitely a whole vibe. Mugger Monday, shout out to Big Dummy.
I was talking to them earlier. I'm working on something with them now. I was talking to the bros earlier and shit.
Yeah, they hit me up yesterday and shit, man. Fill out the shit, man. I got to check out the page and shit. I know they said they got the footage up there and shit, so I got to check it out. But, damn, he done jumped out of here again and shit, man. I don't know. Somebody must have probably, he got, he a pimp, I guess, man. He surf piano and shit, man. They got to turn their motherfucking shit off, though. When you on an interview with this motherfucker, like, you got to tell motherfuckers, don't call me, man. You feel me? Text me or something, but don't fucking call me and shit. So we're going to wait for bro to get back up in here and shit, man. Real talk, keep popping the shit, real talk. I hope y'all been enjoying the interview thus far and shit. If not, oh well. You know what I mean? Keep watching. Maybe you'll start enjoying the motherfucking shit. But if you did, make sure you like. Motherfucking comment, you know what I mean? Just the shit, Thirsty Thursdays, keep pushing to something and hit that share button and shit, y'all. Real talk. And if you know an artist that's doing anything, trying to get that little exposure shit online, man, so hit me up, man. Tag them in the comments, man. Let's keep it going, man. This y'all host, the one and only Tall, Skinny, and Bony, with it be like homie, Freaky D, aka Snacks, man, bringing y'all the dopest unsigned entertainment from across the globe. And if y'all missed that Keith Murray motherfucking interview from last week, man, make sure y'all go see, hit that link in the bio, man. Go see that YouTube channel, man. I think I was tongue twisted this shit on that motherfucking shit. Like. Real talk and shit, yo. So we're waiting for bro to get back up on here and shit, man. Real talk, man. Anybody that missed the video and shit, I'm about to bring it back for y'all. We will call this a commercial break or some shit.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
More fire, more fire, more fire. I got a friend, her name Aina. She harder than niggas and she got vagina. These niggas bitches, they need panty liner. We bout that drama. Weapons get loaded, we pull up and fold them like he a recliner. Me, I remind them, I be your China. And I be trippin', I don't mean Bahamas. And I be trippin', I don't mean Bahamas. Mean I be crippin' like Dickie Osama. How did they find them? His baby mama, she had the line on. We're chasing them commas, duckin' the sins that don't come with commas. Don't say your honor, nothing but what's in the back of this Honda. Think about your mama, being tied up and surrounded with bombers. Pissin' rock wireless, sitting beside her, hearing a holler, offer a dollar. I'm not no liar, I hold the fifth like a single day Maya. I hold the fifth like a single day Maya. I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking, cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
My mama be praying, my daddy be praying, my sister and brother be saying I'm bugging. But when they in trouble, they screaming, I love you. They know the plug, driving off on the muscle. And I run it back like I'm Marshall on a Russell. Like I'm Marshall on a Russell. And this is not rap, this me and my hustle. Please fall back, my youngest will touch you. I get the bag, that's what they look up to. And if I get mad, they come through and rush you. They gon' come through and rush you. 5 in the morning, hitting them early. 40 extended, encrypted with 30. We not the same, we about that murder. You playing games like you won't get murdered.
You don't know.
This where you heard it. All of my women that hit when I curve them. Pull up and serve them. All of my women that hit when I curve them. Pull up and serve them. Drake the true religion. This is how you burn them. Stay up out of prison. This is how you learn it. If the superstitious, I do not concern it. I am with you, miss it. I can give you purpose. This is why I'm nervous.
cause these niggas working. These niggas working. I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
I just heard rumors that they try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
All of this money gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Gotta watch how I'm talking cause they gon' try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
The way that I'm flossing gon' make them try to kill me.
They gon' try to kill me.
Haters is lurking, I just got to drop. Bomb on them first if they ready or not. Pluckers won't go with that Mexican snot. Come through the party and everything stop. Everything stop, nobody breathe. 0 degrees, all on my sleeve. Sound like a man and you die on your knees. Stay there with dogs, you wake up with fleas. Running with killers that come through and hit them for fucking with seats. Only reason they need, I got them, I pick them, you pop them. Pull up beside them, plan who shot ya. Fuck with the mafia, blow up his casa. Dope is a nine, blockers on fire. Spit on my
fucking right, the blockers on fire. And we back, motherfucker, with Sir Piano. Y'all know what it is, man. Stop fucking playing with us, y'all. You already know what it is. Make
sure I'm back. What's up?
You already know this shit.
Yeah, that's my shit, though. rumors, my shit, bro.
That shit hard. That shit going, man. That's going.
That's my shit. That's really my baby right there, bro.
That's what's up. So as far as upcoming projects, you have any upcoming projects and tours or collaborations?
I'm working right now. Working on the Miguel from Tennessee mixtape right now. That shit gonna be fire, bro. I had a situation where I kind of had to like, kind of switch some stuff up. But the Miguel from Tennessee album gonna be fire. Listen, gonna be super. If I kind of do it how I want to do it, I got full control over the whole process of the Miguel from Tennessee album, and I know what I'm doing. This is gonna be amazing. You know what I'm saying? Far as shows, I got some joints coming up. I'm back in New York the 28th, the 30th. I'm in New York again. I'm in North Carolina on the 26th of October. You know what I'm saying? I'll be working, man.
Drop the locations. Let us know where you're gonna be.
I got some records. Yeah, I do. I also got some other ones. I'm off the top of my head. Kind of got to get in my calendar and look at them again because I know I'm missing a couple. I got a couple of appearances. A couple of situations that I kind of got to get to between now and November. I'm missing some dates though, but I got something in Chester, PA. I'm in Chester too.
Yes.
I got to look at the date on that. But I'm gonna send the information to you, man. You send it out. You know how you do.
I got you.
You know I fuck with you the long way, man.
Always and shit. It's what it is, man. I want to see all y'all pushing this shit, man. All y'all.
Nah,
I want to see all y'all getting this shit. If I can help y'all get exposure, because you know all it takes is that one share, that one like, that one look. You know what I mean? That one.
Yeah.
One view of your music and shit, you know what I mean? And shit, you be on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the exposure, man. Yeah,
most definitely, man. So as far as you know, where do you see yourself as far as like in the next 5 or 10 years? I wouldn't say 10 years because now things are, you know what I mean, evolving with AI and you know, just technology period and shit like that or whatever, with digital shit. In the music industry and all that, what do you see yourself at, both musically and personally? You know, what I mean, next 5 years or so.
Well, in 5 years, I feel like in the next 5 years, 5 years from now, yeah. I won't be like recording myself. I'll be writing. I'll be managing. I'm into the AI too. Like, because I've been to the stock market in a little bit too. So. I'm really waiting for AI to be able to be taken advantage of by everybody. Because if I can do what I want to do with AI, I'm going to shoot a motherfucking movie. You get what I'm saying? So I'm hoping AI can be open. You can just buy it. And you can get it and just use it and just do it and get the licenses, whatever you got to get for it to be able to do what you want to do with it. Because, oh, man, what I can do with AI. For the most part, I'll be more so writing and managing another 5 years from now.
Yeah, but you can't. You can actually design. We can holler about that offline or whatever, shit like that. Whatever. But I do a lot of things online, shit like that or whatever. And I do most of the things I do is on with AI, ChatGPT, and DALL-E, and all different type of
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
all different.
We definitely need to talk. Outside of this.
Definitely.
I'm totally interested. And all that, I'm totally interested.
I'm a whole geek, nigga. Off the Thursdays, off the Thursdays, off the streets, I'm a straight geek. Real talk.
Same here.
Cupid shit. I ain't being left behind because I don't know how to motherfuckers.
I'm paying for information. You hear me?
I hear that shit, yo. So I definitely vibe on that shit, but man, just stay on topic and shit, man. As far as the hip hop culture and shit, man. You know, how do you view the current state of hip hop, you know what I mean, right now, especially with the rise of subgenres like trap, drill, and lo-fi?
I love it. I love because it is what it was set out to be. It was set out to be something that was going to evolve, something that was, you can't be no hater and say, oh, I don't like how it sound now, but I like it how it sound when I was at a different time. No, because it was supposed to grow a bigger car, a faster airplane come out every fucking year. You think we was always going to sound like Rakim? You think we was always going to sound like that? You know what I'm saying? So I really like how with hip hop is that. I just wish it wasn't as violent, but that's just what hip hop is. You get what I'm saying? Like for real, I wish it wasn't just as violent, but that's just what the sport is. You know what I mean? But I like it, and I'm liking the independent markets too. Like I'm liking what I'm seeing out the independent markets. Like the major market gonna be where the people want it to be anyway. They gonna make they faking numbers, they faking streams. If you know what to do with the information, you can look like you know what I'm saying. But I'm liking the independent market and the grind. I'm liking to see everybody coming out to these venues and shopping themselves around and pushing their brands. And it's really like, right? I'm really like in love with that part.
That's what's up.
For real. I'm in love with that part. I'm loving people, watching everybody really do what they're doing.
That's what's up, man. So as far as hip hop, what role do you believe hip hop plays in like social political activism?
I believe first, like hip hop is being misused. And I ain't gonna say it's being misused. Hip hop is being misused.
I would agree.
Listen, hip hop is used to sell something. Period. Hip hop is used to sell something. A brand is trying to sell something and they use hip hop to attract attention to sell it. You get what I'm saying? That's where the money is at. The money is not just popping up out of nowhere. The money is because these sponsors is coming in, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Nike, they selling something and they're using hip hop as a tool to sell that product. That's just what hip hop is. So who can sell the product the best, and who can present the image the best to sell the product the best is going to get to the paper.
Most definitely, I agree with that. I believe that hip hop does more than that. I believe that
it does. But on you're right, because on the flip side of things, hip hop speaks to the soul. Like hip hop helps people express. It's a good side and a bad side to everything. Hip hop helps people express and adapt or meet people that you really wouldn't meet. You get what I'm saying? You can connect with people through hip hop, like certain songs and certain the vibrations and sip of it. Hip hop has grew so much. Like it has became so much a part of who we are. Like the way we dress, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we just are as people, period. Not even like black people. Like hip hop has just evolved past it, color, race, creed. You got. I watched the Japanese battle rap.
You seen Japanese battle rap? Was it?
I seen a Japanese battle rap.
Was it in English though, bro?
For the guy, bro. A Japanese. They was really getting at it, like on some Japanese shit. Hip hop has went that far. Hip hop has started in somebody's backyard and has grown that far.
You gotta shoot me a link of that shit, yeah.
Well, I am. And hip hop has allowed people to feed generations. You get what I'm saying? On another note of it, like hip hop has grew. They didn't think this was gonna last this long. They counted this out in the beginning. Like they thought this was gonna just be rock and roll was it. You know what I'm saying? Remember rock and roll? If you my age, you know rock and roll is where the money was at. Country music was where the money was at. Now hip hop really is allowing people to feed generations, like whole family generations is set for life off of hip hop.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So that's always going to be a dream. This always going to be a black boy's dream. Like it's always going to be. You can't tell us that. If you know how to do this rap shit, then you know that, nigga, I can change my family life with this rap shit.
Yeah, like basketball and football.
Basketball, both of them. I'm an avid
basketball
fan.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like basketball,
yeah, like
football.
Basketball and football. Exactly, like basketball and football.
Yeah, fact.
Like basketball and football. This is a real dream. Like lives is really getting changed off of it.
Yeah, facts. So I definitely agree with you on that shit, bro. You know what I mean? As far as like addressing issues in your music and shit, are there any issues or causes particularly that's close to your heart that you address in your music?
In my I don't really know, like. I don't really be holding grudges or none of that shit. So like, I feel that because I don't be low key talking shit about a person like in my music and shit. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? At all. Like, if I feel some type of way about something, I'm addressing it outside of the music, and you gonna know about it. Anybody know me know that I speak about my events too, though. So. You'll know about a situation before you heard about it in my music. If I had a situation with somebody, you get what I'm saying? Or a situation about a situation. If I felt some type of way about something, you would know about it personally before you ever heard about it in my music. And I think you'll like it when you hear it in my music.
No doubt so.
Because I'm vulnerable. Like even when I'm wrong, like every time I be wrong a lot. You know what I'm saying? I speak about that in my music too. It's not like I shy away from that. Like if I'm wrong about this some bullshit, I speak about that too.
No doubt. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so when I write certain shit, you know what I mean, certain music I write and shit, like I feel type of way about how my black men are being treated and shit, you know what I mean? So I got certain music I speak on shit like that because to me that's close to my heart. I feel some type of way about how my black men are being treated and shit. I really do. I love it.
Now that's all.
So I got a song where I'm talking about like the police and brutality and shit like that. And I'm coming hard too. I'm gonna put this shit out too. So people are gonna hear this shit too. I didn't put it out because I was like, nah, they might come for me.
but this is the time because I'm about that.
That's just an example.
I got a whole nother plan outside of this that we can talk about outside of it because I'm totally about that. Like I'm no gloves off. I'm raw, uncut when it comes to that. Like I'm about my people to the fullest extent.
I'm like sister soldier. I just ain't got the air for bro. Like I'm sister soldier. I just ain't got the air for real talk. Like I'm for my fucking people. Like real talk. I got a problem. Yeah. I got a problem. Got a problem with us. Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk.
But that come with life experiences though. So I'm talking. Now, man. Oh, I got a song called Federal Indictment, bro. When you hear it, it's like. I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about how, like, Federal Indictment is another one that I got that's really, like, when you hear it, you like, damn, this shit fucked up.
Man. You know what I mean? I definitely want to hear this shit, man. You got it on YouTube. You got it it's on all platforms.
Yeah, I got it. But I actually had them take it down because I got a whole new rollout package now. I got a whole, like, when I first put out a lot of music I put out, I was just trying to field out. I was just learning because I've been doing it since we was passing out CDs.
Yeah.
So I had to really learn this whole system of how to really get to the paper and how to really play with the internet and how to really play with the system. Like the industry is a little different now. So I was rolling out music. I ain't really know how to roll them out. Now I got a whole new rollout strategy, a marketing strategy. I dumped my money in the right marketing spots. Like I got a whole new plan. So I had them take it down. So I can remarket it.
That's what's up, man. You know what I mean?
I had to take it down so I can remarket it.
Yes, huh? I said you had to take it back to the truck world and shit, huh?
Something like how Jay-Z did Reasonable Doubt.
No doubt, man. You know what I mean?
I told you Jay-Z was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you did.
That's this checkers. I mean, this ain't checkers, this chess, baby.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? I figured out how to really roll it out. I'm about to turn up the heat now.
Yeah, you got to make sure your next move, your best move.
Oh, I'm about to turn up the heat now. Oh my God. Oh man, what I got going. Oh my God. Baby.
So let me ask you. So as far as your personal insights and shit, like what's the best piece of advice you ever received in your music career?
My best advice to who?
What's the best advice you ever received? The best advice you ever received in your music career.
Keep going. Stay out of prison.
Nah, I heard that shit. If you can't
get
better fucking advice than that, shit, what the fuck?
Stay out of jail. Listen, my advice, everybody that know me tell you, you can really go if you stay out of prison.
No doubt, fact.
You stay out of prison. As long as I stay out of prison, it's mine.
Fact. Say that.
Man, as long as I stay out of prison, it's mine.
Say that. So let me ask you a shit. You know what I mean? When you're not working on music, what do you enjoy doing?
What'd you say?
I said, you're not working on music and shit. You know what I mean? What do you enjoy doing on your free time?
I day trade. I trade the market too.
That's that. Hey man, I'm saying that we definitely got kicking because that's all the shit I'm into. I'm into all that shit. Yeah. Like,
oh, listen, let me tell you, I don't really got no free time. All my time is trying to get to some paper.
That's what I'm talking about. So whenever I need it, that's what I'm saying. That's what I do.
I ain't got patience for a lazy
guy. My motherfucker think I'm just running a cleaning company and doing Thursday. I'm doing all type of other shit, all behind the scenes. I'm protecting me and my family from the next pandemic and shit. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Yeah, listen, when the world was going crazy, it's some money to get made.
Mm-hmm.
They got rich in that pandemic, trust me, bro.
A lot of people gonna get rich during this shit too. This whole new world.
I'm trying to catch my I was in prison the last time. I'm trying to catch mine.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Real talk, man. We just gotta keep pushing this shit. We definitely gonna link outside this interview and shit.
We definitely got link. I got some ideas, man. If you know what you know how to do, and I know what I know how to do, I'm telling you, I got some ideas, man. I'm not afraid of my ideas. I'm not afraid of my ideas.
Nah, I mean, hey man, it's our vision. It's you know, God putting it there, the Most High putting it there for a reason. He wants to see you put it into action and shit. You feel what I'm saying? We can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker who thought of a plane, right? He was like, yo, I'm going to do a plane. He probably told the motherfucker about that shit, too. Nigga, I'm tired of walking and driving, nigga. I want to fly. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. What? And that nigga, we flying now, though, right? You feel what I'm saying? But that shit, that thought came into that motherfucker mind, and he created that fucking plane, now we flying. And that same thing goes with everything that's being created in the earth. You know what I mean, everything, something comes to somebody's mind and we push for it. And then we just got to push it. I mean, stop telling people your dreams, though, man. Just keep doing what you got to do. Keep that shit.
Yeah, that part. You got to keep it. It's hard. You got to keep it to yourself, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
But you got to keep it.
You're really excited. Dope. You know what I mean?
And it's not even saying nothing bad about the people, though, man. Like, nothing. But, I mean, people going to be people.
In fact.
You know what I'm saying? Emotions is involved. Like, people got emotions, so words trigger emotions. So you could say something with the I done said stuff with the most innocent intentions and end up getting me robbed. I done been in situations where this wasn't me. I didn't even mean that. Like, it was my, you know what I'm saying, by close people of mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, words, you can say something or speak your dreams to people, and people can take it or just. It just ain't for everybody all the time.
Facts. Say that.
You know what I'm saying? It just really ain't. And it's sad. It is what it is.
Facts. So, you know what I mean? We were wrapping up a little bit of this shit. You know what I mean? If you could collaborate with any artist, I mean, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Damn.
Interesting, right? Thirsty Thursdays. Y'all know what it is. I hope y'all pulled up with the motherfucking drinks tonight, man. Sir Piano in the motherfucking building. Look, you know, I'm tipsy and shit. But I pronounce words my own motherfucking way, too, though. You know what I'm saying? But
Sir Piano.
Sir Piano in the motherfucking building. I'm like, Sir Piano.
sorry. Right now? Damn,
homie.
The dead or alive. It's not going to, listen, I'm going to tell you something. It's definitely not going to be thinking about. I'm telling you that. Right now,
Man or alive, anybody would collaborate, any artist, right now.
Adele.
You said Adele?
Adele.
Oh, shit. No, not you didn't fuck me up with that one, but okay.
Adele.
All right now.
I think Adele is amazing.
I think she dope, too.
Yeah, I mean, like one of the best songs written, like word for word, like the word, like written.
Yeah,
she's amazing, bro. Yeah, it had to be a dad. It's hard for that. Was hard though, because I got a lot of great artists that I just wish I could have worked with, like growing up, listening to, like outside of like what I can do musically. I love music. Like, it's just not just like I'm really a songwriter. Yeah. I'm really a writer.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. As I said, you gotta be able to write. You gotta have some beats, real talk. You can't.
You gotta know how to pick them though. You know what I'm saying? The beats come a dime a get a million beats. Yeah, it's about one. Two don't have to pick them.
Only like one. I hear 1,000 beats and only like two. So you know.
If I don't hear the if I don't like the beat, the first 30 seconds of the beat,
I'm five.
Skip the beat.
I'm 5 seconds in.
I'm like that. Yeah, I'm in. So, you can hear it when it first came on. You can hear it. Like, oh, that's it.
Yeah. So mad, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like this.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, word. Yep.
Talk that. So speaking of that, you know what I mean? As far as vibes and shit, that leads me to my next question and shit. You know what I mean? Name a song that's guaranteed to get you dancing. It could be any song, but name a song that's guaranteed to get you dancing. You know what I mean?
To get my day started?
You know, to get you dancing. As soon as you hear that shit, you're going to be like, oh, shit, hold up.
Oh, shit.
Ah, yeah. It's a lot of them fucking with your head right now, nigga. You said, I've been drinking. Come on, Snacks. You fucking with me, yo? You don't fucking with you.
Yo, that gets you dancing?
Yeah. Name a song. Yeah. It's mad. I know it's a lot of them and shit. I can think of a bunch off the top of my head, but, you know, it's your interview.
I gotta go with it. First of all, it gotta be a Bad Boy song.
Oh, Bad Boy song.
Diddy get you dancing.
Man, okay.
Diddy get you dancing. I'm gonna go with that Mace and Diddy joint. Yeah, Mace, Diddy, and Biggie.
I see you start doing your thing. You start dancing. I just seen your arm and shit, nigga. I see you. Sir Piano was like, hold on. You know the one with him, Biggie. They was like, hold on. He's about to start dancing. So, yeah, it got to be the one. It got to. Y'all Google this shit, man. Y'all know what's funny talk about, man.
Make Diddy and Biggie, bro. Diddy and Biggie, bro. Word. Damn, that was my shit. Anything Diddy gonna get you dancing up?
Yeah, you ain't never lie. He gonna make sure he doing all this.
First. And you gonna look cool. And you gonna look cool when you dancing. Like Diddy make you look cool when you dancing?
Yeah, straight like that, man. Straight like that, yo. Damn, man. Definitely more. Thank you again for coming on the show, man. We running it up just like I ran it. We definitely glad that we was able to get on time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit like that, bro. Any shout outs or messages you'd like to share with our listeners?
I want to give a shout out to everybody that fuck with me, man. You know, I fuck with you. Shout out to McFly, shout out to a rising superstar, shout out to my brother Don P, shout out to my pops, God Inc., Smoke Dog, shout out to everybody, shout out to Mugga Stack, shout out to Dumb. Shout out to the bros. Listen, check this out. Shout out to you. Let's give a shout out to you, man.
Appreciate
and shout out to Mugga too, because Mugga is how I even plugged in with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mugga plugged me in with you. Mugga the one that sent me the
Mugga
link.
Mugga, my sweetheart, his little self.
Yeah, really put this together. Look, Mugga got genuine heart. Mugga fuck with the music, man. I really fuck with Mugga.
Yeah, he good dude. He good dude.
6 p.m. in Tropicana, man. I just dropped it, man. It's just doing crazy numbers. That's what you really gotta play. You really gotta go 6 p.m. in Tropicana, sit back and just listen to me talk my shit. And I promise you,
tomorrow night, tomorrow night, I'm doing a review. I'm doing my reviews every Fridays and shit. You know what I mean? I know you're joining in because I ain't throwing it at night. I'll throw your joins in. But anybody that's watching this shit, y'all gonna cash out $10 if y'all want y'all shit played. I'll play whatever in your shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm already out here, so that's what it is. If you wanna get your shit viewed, if you ain't got $10 to get your shit played, I don't know what it is. You ain't gotta pay $10 and you see this joint right, this live is proving it for you. You feel what I'm saying? Because I ain't play your shit right tonight or whatever. Shit. That's because dude. The first live went crazy. The first interview didn't go right and shit, so it kind of fucked up my time with editing this shit. So you know what I mean, I didn't get to play that, but yeah. Tomorrow night and shit. At 9 o'clock, it might change to 8. You feel what I'm saying? I'll be doing reviews and shit. It'll be of all the artists that been already on Thirsty Thursdays and shit, who music already got. It'll be aired first, and then anybody that want to get their shit played, that want to get their shit aired, man, tag their name in the motherfucking comments. You dig what I'm saying? Let them know. You dig me? I'll be running the ad up too tomorrow anyway for this shit. But like I said, bro, I got you on that and a couple other tracks too for you, bro.
Okay, I appreciate it. Let me ask you something. You take Apple Pay?
I take whatever pick.
Oh, you can say Apple. That's my nigga. That's my nigga. Even I appreciate you doing that. Play a couple of my joints for me. Boom, but I got a bunch of joints. I'm gonna pay you anyway. I'm gonna send an Apple Pay to you anyway to play a couple other joints.
I got you, bro. Like, cause it's not even just that. I'm on Facebook, so I'll be trying to tell other people to use other platforms. But like I said, I'm all over. Like I'm literally all over. All right. I put this shit.
And it's about nigga. We do. No, I mean it's about. Come on, why what? We here. I got a lot. My thing is about exposure. Let the people. I want the people to hear everything. So I'm willing to meet you halfway. As long as you meet me halfway.
Yeah, facts, you know, man. I keep pushing, man.
Us. I move with us. Everything about me is us.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. So that's why I'm fucking with, like I said, Big Dummy Radio Station, and Mugga Stacks and shit. Yo, we doing some things. There's going to be some big shit popping off in Jersey right now. We lit right now. And yeah, you know what I mean? While the torch is burning and shit, you know what I mean? We might as well run with that bitch. You know, run hard. You know what I mean? And keep it going. We got the author in here too and shit. You know, Viv, she was a guest. You know what I mean? Well, she one of my biggest fans and shit. She just came out the Thirsty Thursdays and shit. We got Miss Azalea, the flower goddess. You know what I mean? Gibbs up in here and shit. She's trying to be shy or whatever, but you know what I mean? Say what's up to the people and shit.
Hey, yo, what's going on?
That's what's up. Okay. We're gonna have her aired on the show soon and shit too. You know what I mean? But yeah, she definitely came up with Thirsty Thursdays to sign my book. Her book, you know, y'all definitely gotta check it out too. You feel what I'm saying? You dig me? What's the name of your book? I Am, right?
I Am Flower Goddess.
Yeah, I Am Flower Goddess and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all definitely gotta check her book out. Also, it's on Amazon. You can also I'll drop the link in the comments and shit, so y'all can check her out and shit. You know what I mean? But definitely follow the sister and shit. She doing her thing. And y'all see her on the platform soon too. But we definitely got a late network and shit, and that's another reason why I built this platform. It's an artist for artists, you know what I mean? Artists built by artists for artists, basically like some FUBU shit. Artists for you by some shit. Bias, for us bias type shit, you know what I mean? Like whatever, but you know what I'm saying? But you know, built by artists for artists type shit. So you know what I mean? We all push each other and shit, you know what I mean? The more platforms, the more land, that the more real estate we're gonna take over this real estate. You dig what I'm saying? So the more space we take up online, the more of us they're gonna see than them. You know what I'm saying? And the independent market is big right now. I think just like I said, man, we can create the venues and shit like that, and we're dealing with some honest people, genuine people that really want to see artists get out there, whatever shit like that. The people, the fans, they're the people that's gonna buy your shit, download you. Videos and streaming shit and all that, you know what I mean? So, you know, you need them. They gonna be there rather you were industry or indie rapper. You understand what I'm saying? It all goes with your promotion and shit like that and your marketing and, you know, how you put yourself out there and shit. So, you know what I mean? I appreciate having you on the show, man. If there's any last words you wanna say, whatever, man, do your thing.
Anytime, all the time, man. I'm with it whenever I can get on here, man. I appreciate the opportunity, better talk, better get out there, speak to the people. I mean, it's all love with me.
What?
They said, hey, Queen, what's going on? Say hey.
Sorry,
what's
hey.
Up?
What's going on?
She's trying to act all shy and shit. Don't come all the way to fuck up Syracuse to act shy and shit.
I'm like, you know what I mean? Look, I'll talk about it.
She come up in the Thirsty Thursdays to act shy and shit.
Much,
like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you fucking right. Everything Thirsty Thursdays bringing to the table is dope, man. Like again, I'm gonna say, man, thank you to the flyest dude I've been met lately. I swear, like yo, Keith Murray interview was dope as fuck too, but you fly as fuck too, bro. Bro, what's up,
man? Hey, man.
I'm touching it. Hey, that liquor got me talking slicker.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
Real talk, bro. Definitely a dope interview. Definitely a dope vibe. Definitely.
It's gonna be a vibe.
Yeah, real talk, man. But listen, man. Don't. We gonna go off in a minute. This shit, like I said, if you got anything else you want to say, it's people popping up saying shit in the comments. I don't know if you see it or whatever.
They laughing with us. I'm gonna go back and see him though, because I can't see.
He said, fashion. They got this shit recorded. Yeah, look, they got this shit recorded. They can slowly play this shit.
I ain't lying, nothing.
Hey, pause, hold on.
Fashion.
You read that shit. Nah, but it is what it is, man. Again, man, I want to thank you, bro, for coming on this platform, man. Yo, man, listen, man, make sure y'all tune into the dude, man. Check him out. Yo, his hashtag, his name is in the damn, what you call it, man. And if it ain't, I'ma hashtag it so you motherfuckers can check him out. Stop fucking playing, man. Pull the fuck up, man. Y'all already know that this is 30 We got the boy Sir Piano on this motherfucker, man. But y'all host the one and only Tall, Skinny, and Bony. What it be like, homie? Freaky Deep, a.k.a. Snacks, motherfucker, with that deuce they make it juicy. Y'all must stop playing me, motherfucker. We ain't playing this bitch, y'all. We ain't playing, baby. Hey, man, fuck with me every week, man. I'm nonstop now. I ain't cleaning no more dirty-ass dorms and shit and making sure motherfuckers is cleaning them and shit. Fuck that shit, nigga. Listen, pull the fuck up, nigga. Pull up. We lit in this bitch, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Peace.